thing, girl, strip that down for me. Strip it down. Yeah, 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 yeah. All I want, girl, if you strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. All I want, girl, come and strip that down for me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Saturday mornings, 8 to 10. It's the morning after.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen. Yes, queen.
On Q105.
Good news, we'll be on Wednesday and Friday from 6 to 10. Filling in for Danny's show Wednesday and Friday. This coming week for the holiday week, 6 to 10. If you missed any part of the show, we'll have podcasts like you'll have now for the morning after up on Q1055.com. 912, Eric Demetrius and Philip, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being up early. Whatever you're doing, stay dry this weekend. Lots and lots of rain. Congratulations to Central.
CCHS, let's go.
They win?
They did win. They won.
Friday?
What do you mean did they win? You're asking stupid questions.
It's like 35-0.
Oh, wow.
Whitmer lost, so their season's over, but Central moves on, and UT won the battle of 75. The press conference game. You remember how to do this?
Oh, my God. No.
I will.
You're going to go?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So you guys figure out who all right. you'll be asking.
Okay.
So, I'm right back.
All right.
You got 15 seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So basically how this game works is we're going to decide who he is, and then we're going to ask him questions so that he can guess who he is. I say we make him Donald Trump.
Oh, let's go. That's
all
good.
Right.
Oh, good. Yeah, yep, we're yep, good. Yep, right yep, on time. Yep. Look at that.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Hey, is it? Hey, it's okay. Good to have you, sir.
How was your flight into Toledo today?
A little choppy.
A little choppy.
A little choppy.
I think the pilot might have been a little tipsy.
Really?
Just a little. But good flight.
You know,
flight.
when you find people in tipsy situations, you know, how do you react? What do you do to them?
I ask them, as long as they haven't had too much to drink, if they'd like to have another one, I have one myself.
Oh, okay. I mean, if it was somebody like on your team who maybe had too much to drink and made poor choices, would you defend them more than you would somebody who really wasn't on your team?
It's a good question. I probably would, as long as their behavior didn't get too out of hand.
Oh, I see.
Now I'm remembering in this game that I dragged this out forever and we don't have all the time in the world. But continue.
You know, were you as shocked as, say, the rest of us with your recent victory?
Recent? Oh, okay, yeah.
Not really.
Okay. When you said things were inappropriate, like, I mean, if
I said things that were inappropriate. You thought they were inappropriate.
Oh, I thought they were inappropriate.
You thought they were, you know, the old thing, like, I'm sorry if you were offended.
So, I mean, what's your favorite thing to grab since we're talking about inappropriate things that you did or didn't say?
Boobs. I am big on, am I Al Franken?
Oh, no.
No.
You're not too far, though.
No. Yeah. You're very far. You're super.
Am I a politician?
Yeah.
My Bill Clinton?
No, you're not that cool.
If you grab a little bit further south, you may be able to figure it out, though.
No more questions.
Okay. You know, with your recent line of suits that recently have been found have been manufactured in China, how do you reconcile your jobs thing with what you do in real life?
Well, I look at it this way. They're cheaper to make over there, so cheaper to buy here. And when things are cheaper to buy, you know, more people can have jobs. So, yeah, and I think they look nice. They come with the China emblem right here in the breast pocket.
Ah, You've been
China!
You've been accused of five different things by, like, the opposing squad, we'll say. How do you feel about that? Do you have any comment on those accusations?
They're nothing more than that. They're accusations. Ah. And in the words of a wise man, squad up!
You know, with your savvy use of social media, how do you feel about, you know, today's networks and how they treat you?
A lot of scared trolls behind their egg avatars on Twitter. Am I President Trump?
There you go.
That's too easy.
Obviously
not.
Obviously, it was way too easy.
I didn't even
took us what?
Just a little bit longer than what it should have with you, at least.
All right, Philip, get out.
Oh, okay.
This is the press conference game. Q105 podcast later on today on the website, Q1055.com. You got one for him?
Judge Roy Moore. No.
I'm a politician.
Yeah. God, what would be good? Martha Stewart.
Okay. All right, Philip!
God, you're loud.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good, good. Good morning. Good to be here. Good to be here.
You smoke any joints before you come in here?
Typically, I try to do that on my off time when I think I'm not going to be in the public eye, but, you know, not yet. Not yet today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, with the recent downtick of the Kmart stores, have you found a new place for any of your products?
No, not yet. But you know, I am in the market. Talk to Big Lots. They're about it. So yeah.
There's a show I think on TNT with your boy Snoop. Are you ever going to make an appearance with him and co-host?
You know, Snoop's real busy right now. You know, with Martha and Seth Rogen and all that good stuff. So I'm not sure that I would be able to help him out with that.
Do you always speak in the third person?
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't speak in the third person on a regular basis because it makes me sound like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I was always wondering, do you now have a deeper sense of the streets after your conviction?
Oh, am I that pharmacist dude? What's his name?
Farmer Bro, Martin.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You know what? The streets. I'm good in the streets.
Jay-Z said, "Streets is watching."
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Me and Meek Mill. I'm getting back on the streets too. That's my next goal. Yeah.
If you go back, you might run into Meek. Do you think, having been convicted and spent time in there, how real do you think Orange Is the New Black is?
You know, besides all the ladies running around and shooting people, it's pretty real. Yeah, the food sucks, and there's a lot of, you know, gay stuff that happens, so there's that.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was in-depth, and I know that you said, you know, you had mentioned previously that the food sucked. Were you ever tempted just to get behind, you know, the food line and just start creating your own stuff? Because that's really how you got started.
Yeah, you know, I like to get back there and fry some chicken. And chicken's not my favorite, is it?
It seems lower than what you do, unless it was a real home style. I got a question for you.
Okay.
I went to go see Justice League yesterday, felt like there was going to be one of those moments. Did you see, now this is my question, but did you see Batman v Superman?
I did.
Okay. When they looked at one another, Batman and Superman, and they were talking about their mom, did you go like, "That's me too"?
You know, I was kind of high at that point in time, so I don't remember that part. So no, I can't say that I did. Sorry.
Can we assume that, like, you saw this movie after you went into partnership with that very well known hip hop artist for you two to do your own thing?
Am I like 2 Chainz? What's happening here? that was part of the master plan.
I will just say you would probably be so easy to beat at Clue.
Are you related to Captain Picard, aka Patrick Stewart? Are you any relation?
No.
Any cousins?
A cousin? I don't think so. He's a bald white guy No, I don't know who this is. I give up. I don't know who this
Martha
is.
Martha Stewart?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
You are literally the
Are
worst.
You kidding me?
You are. Man, somebody could murder somebody right in front of you. And the cops would be like, "Can you tell me all the clues that you saw?" What? He's not sleeping? I thought he was sleeping.
I even said her name. You guys didn't hit there.
I said her person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you look at that?
Yeah.
We're collecting toys. Toys for Tots and the Marine Corps. December 1st at Walt Churchill's in Perrysburg. To find out more, Q1055.com. Dennis Sawan, our lawyer friend, to talk about red light cameras before we wrap up today's show at 10 o'clock on the morning after.
Got a request?